A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cost of living.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living.
According to Zimstat, the country's consumer prices fell to minus 2.47% in December 2015, slightly unchanged from the same rate in November, which was at minus 2.46%. The statistics agency says on a month-to-month basis, prices declined by 0.11%, shedding off 0.27 percentage points in November 2015 rate.
Zimbabwe's decision to scrap the local currency in 2009 helped end hyperinflation as it cut off the government's ability to print money to pay debts. And at the same time, it eroded the manufacturer's competitiveness by making it cheaper to import everything from food to clothing rather than produce them locally. Of course, now some economists are talking about deflation in the country. Deflation comes with its own problems. It discourages consumers from spending as they anticipate prices will fall even further, while declining margins reduces the incentive for businesses to invest and hire workers.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo kufuna.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tirikunzwa kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichidzikira. Asi dambudziko ndere kuti kunyangwe mitengo iri kudzikira, hapana munhu ari kutenga zvinhu zvacho nekuti vanhu havana mari. Ndo dambudziko rapinda munyika. Zvaakuitawo kuti vemabhizimisi vasakwanise kupinza vanhu basa nekuti hakuna zvinhu zviri kugadzirwa asi kutengwa. Ende rimwe dambudziko rapo ndere kuti vanhu vakawanda vakuona zviri nani kuti vaende kunotora zvinhu kuSouth Africa vachiunza munyika nekuti kuda kuzvigadzirisa zvisina zvakare munhu ari kutenga mitengo yechiderera zvinenge zvaakuomera vemabhizimisi zvekuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Yabambe zulukandaba lingalichona njani kona ngapo lapel khona ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo Blessing hayi siyaphila sibulo kumagama. Ye esikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje siyabona ukuthi intengo yempahla ungazani iyehla kakhulu kona ngapho ke eZimbabwe okwenziwa ke ngokunengi ukuthi ke kule impahla enengi evela eSouth Africa kumbe Botswana kumbe kwezinye indawo xa ingangena kona ngapho ke emkambo sisitsho ukuthi kuphela akusasebenzeki kuhle sokugcina kusithi intengo yempahla elungiswa khona lapha eZimbabwe ibe phansi kakhulu. Xa ngaba phansi kakhulu abantu bengathengi kugcina kulaloko kuthiwa yi-deflation. Sizwile kakhulu abamakampani bekhuluma bekhonona njalo besithi nxa kungenzakala lokhu kutho ukuthi abasathengisi kahle impahla yabo. Loba kunjalo ke siyabona ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe bathole nzima ngokuthi baphile. Ukuziphilisa khona ngapho siyakwazi ukudependa ngokuthi ule mali kumbe awula mali. Iran iwile sizwile ke ukuthi kobulawayo Blessing iRand si 1 to 20 US dollars 20 rand ngawo 20 rand sule malini
dollar
kuphela nje mfowethu mazani rand si wile dik sibe kuzwayo so khona konke la kwenza ukuthi umkambo we market we mali khona apho kube nzima njalo mfowethu
onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Tiri kunzwa kuti zvinhu zviri kuwanikwa hongu muzvitoro zvasiyana nekuma 2008 kwekuti zvinhu zvazvisimo muzvitoro. Asi iko zvine zvinhu zvacho zviripo, asi mari yekutenga ndoo pasina. Saka makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera mungave muri kujocholo, kuchipinge, kukaroi, kutengwe uku. Makasununguka kuti mutifonere tinge tichitaura nemi muchitudzawo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei. Muri kukwanisawo here kutenga zvinhu zvamunoda kuti munge muchishandisa zuva nezuva? Nekuti vakawanda nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuderera kwakanyanyisa kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Kunyange mitengo yacho iri kuderera sezvatataura, hapana vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunotenga, zvinova zvinhu zvakukonzera kuti paite mutauro. Gibbs.
Yes, cera ndisifonere kona manje kuti sixoxe zuluka ndava sikazitiringapi kona ngapo ke ematojeni kona ngapo ke kokitsi yatota siyakwazi tiri khona kona ngapo pela kona ngapo ka ebhinga esiyasundu esiyachilapa lakanye Pinga Center. Vambi foni nje kuphela usithinte kolapha ke Studio 7. Lakhona ngapho ke eMount Darwin kolapha eGwanda eMachecheni phela singasikhohlwa. Lakhona ngapho ke eBidebridge leplumtree. Bantu benkosi asixoxene ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Kambe lenelisa yini ukuthi kuthenge impahla ekhona kona ngapho ezitolo zenu? Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lifone nasi nombolo lifone kanye cellphone lakhona ngapho 001 202 619 2077. Lakona ngapho phela eBotswana leGoli. Ye, ngena nizulu khuluma nsizwe.
I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Prosper Chitambara, the chief economist of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe and also a PhD candidate in economics. Dr. Chitambara, or not yet. Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chitambara, let's talk about we understand from Zimstat that prices are actually going down. They are decreasing. Whereas in 2008, prices were going up after every hour. You know, that was hyperinflation. So can we safely say that Zimbabwe is in that stage that we call deflation as opposed to inflation?
Yeah, true. We are in a what we call a deflationary vicious cycle where prices are actually weakening, where prices are in some cases even declining. And it's a reflection of a weakening economy, because when normally inflation measures also the strength or the health or the soundness of an economy. So when prices are increasing at a stable rate, that's a good sign of a strengthening of a rising economy. Mm-hmm. Now, when prices are declining, it actually means that the economy is actually weakening. It means there is a lack of aggregate demand in the economy. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good sign. Those two extremes are not the ideal situation. The first extreme being chronic hyperinflation, the second extreme being a chronic deflation. I think they are symptoms of an ailing economy.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, under those circumstances, Mr. Chitambara, how best can you actually make sure that people can buy something? You know, like in Zimbabwe right now, it's difficult to buy a commodity because people don't have money. So what should people do? Mm-hmm. You know? Hmm?
I think there are a number of things that need to be done. The first point relates to the fact that most people are not gainfully employed. Uh-huh. So the levels of disposable incomes in the economy are actually at an all-time low. Companies are closing, and people are getting retrenched. So people just don't have the liquidity to actually go and buy commodities, goods and services. That's the first one. The second point being that when you are in a dollarized environment like we are in, your main sources of revenues becomes, number one, taxation, taxation of companies and individuals. Now, I think that our tax revenues are very, very low because of deindustrialization and also because of retrenchment. Another source of revenue when you are dollarized would become your export receipts. It means you have to produce a lot of commodities sell outside and get money on the goods that you are selling. Now in Zimbabwe, our exports have not been performing very, very well. And in fact, it's our imports that have been rising. So we have actually been generating what we call trade and current account deficits, whereby there's actually an outflow, a net outflow of money out of Zimbabwe. So the money that is leaving Zimbabwe is actually more than the money that is coming into Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So that presents a major, major challenge for economic policy formulators, for policymakers. And also, when you have a large informal economy, whereby 94.5% of the economy is now informalized, it also presents challenges in terms of domestic resource mobilization. It means your tax base becomes very, very narrow. And that trend actually is going to worsen because the companies are continuing to close and people continue to lose jobs. And those people that are losing jobs in the formal economy are finding themselves subsisting in the non-formal. So I think the non-formal is going to continue to rise and tax revenues are going to continue to shrink. So it's going to be a big, big challenge for government, I think, going forward. Mm-hmm.
But is there a quick fix to this deflation? Because we are seeing signs of it in countries such as Spain, Hungary, Greece, Japan, to some extent. Is there a quick fix or this will take years?
There is no quick fix, especially when you don't have your own money. Normally, what countries will do, I think it's typical of countries that don't have their own domestic currency. You made mention of Greece. Mm-hmm. Greece is made, they are using the euros.
Yes.
So they can't print the euros, even Spain, they can't print the euros. Japan, normally what they did in Japan was to reduce interest rates to even below 0%, which means actually borrowers are subsidized for borrowing. But we can't really do that in Zimbabwe because we don't have recourse to the normal monetary policy instrument like adjusting interest rates because we are not using our own local economy. So the answer to that question is there is no fix, there is no miracle to it. We just have to make sure that we are producing. Mm-hmm. And once we are producing, it means the government will get more revenues, tax revenues, and we also get more exports as we export more products outside. Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living. Some economists are saying that there are telltale signs that Zimbabwe is at that stage, which the economists call the deflation stage, as opposed to inflation or hyperinflation that the country experienced around 2008. Gibbs?
I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Winos Dube, who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo United Residents Association. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Winos Dube? I think his line is not getting through as much as we like. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to... okay, Mr. Dube, are you there? Oh, we can't get him. I think there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have to reroute our calls somehow. So let's get back to Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara, we know that recently the government actually introduced some customs duties. You know, is it a way of trying to, you know, fight against this deflation?
Well, I think it's a way of trying to raise revenues, because the customs duty or import tariffs are one of the major sources of revenue for government. So I think government is trying to raise more revenue through that channel. It's also probably a way of trying to discourage imports, because imports are also decimated local industries in some cases. I think it's twofold, really, attempting to raise more revenue for the business and also trying to protect local industries from competition.
Yes, ikhulumekele lomnumzana kulompofu osecingweni sathi sibuyele kuDube ngibona ngazani bangathi sebemtholile kodwa osiqale sesiye elubhane lokhu ziplessing khonapho baba mpofu ungawutshola njani baba mpofu ejotsholo ungawutshona njani mkhwenyana
hay Hayi ngithonile, ngithona njani baba?
Hayi sithonile kakhulu, kunjani khona ngapha?
Ah, ngapha kuyathinisa ma.
Ye, kula kolongo kuthiwa i-deflation ukuthi impahla nxa uyikhangele ezitolo ichiphile sibili kodwa umuntu kayanelisi ukuyithenga. Kunjani khona ngapha ejutsholo?
Ya. Akefanana nje kuthiphile kodwa umuntu akakwanisi ukuyithenga ngenxa yokushota kwezimali.
Mm.
Akusase sikhona sibili kodwa imali zokuthenga azikho.
Akusitshethi ukuchiphe kangana nxa ngapha ngokucasisa nje ukuthi lokhu kuyimali okungaka, lokhu kuyimali engaka ngamafitshane nje.
Ha, kodwa-ke ukuchipha ngathi kuchiphile akuchiphanga ngoba manje inkukhu i-20 kg uyakhona ukuyicela nge-$11. Njengabo hawu sinkwantini vele idola.
Idola kuyini?
Isinkwa.
Oh ye, ehhe.
Yeah. Ah, lokunye nje kuningi kodwa imali yangikhona yiyo eyaningatholakali.
Mhm. So ligcina lisenzani nxa lingenelisi ukuthenga mfokampofu?
Ya.
Ligcina lisenzani pho nxa lingakwanisi ukuthenga?
Ebani yikho phela ukufa abanye sebesiswa ngezindlala ngoba vele bazengakhoni ukuthi benelise ukuthenga lezo zinto. So umuntu uyakhona ukuthi ehambe ngokucela ebantwini ukuze encedakane ngezokudla.
So manje ungahlala ucela suku zonke umakhelwane sebesithini pho?
Ey, umakhelwane la uyabe sekukhuluma ngendlela ngoba la uyabe engenawo.
Pho kuphilwa njani-ke babampofu?
Ah, uphilwa kabuhlungu kaba angeke ngingalandisa okuningi ngenxa yokuphila kakhulu ngoba vele akulanti e-right, akulanti ehambayo.
Singathi-ke abantu baphila njani kusukisela ngesikhathi umuntu ehola kunokho yabe ekuholile kuze kubuye enye inyanga kuyabe kuhamba njani?
Ngathi kona lokho ukutshena yikho okungathi kwandile ngoba vele nokuhola kwakhona akula msebenzi kuyabe ngahola nakulalile.
Sizokuthiwa abanye vele sebephila ngezimpazo pho kuhamba njani khonapho?
Ye, baphila ngezinto azukuthi omunye umuntu wakhona ethi sekholile esuke lapho sesiyabhadalisa impazo sephinde siyakoloda futhi esinyisa impazo sokuthi simkwanise enye inyanga yakhona.
Hayi
akuthenelise ukuthi
ye qhubeka mpofu
enelise ukuthi sengatheni sengenzani ngakho khona lapho hhayi kuyimpilo kwangikhona kusuka kube nzima.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba mpofu, ungathinelwa kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yes, bongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. Mpofu in Jocholo, and Jocholo is in Lupane district, in Matabele North Province. So we are saying that the situation is quite bad, you know, people can't buy, you know, because can't buy a lot of commodities. Because those commodities, of course, he says reasonably they are quite low in terms of prices. But people don't have the money. The disposable income is the issue. So he says, for example, a 20 kg of mealie-meal is $11. Bread is $1. And under normal circumstances in a functional economy, he says one can buy, you know, some of those commodities. But now they can't.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vachitambara. Vachitambara, tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu aya. Muri kuonawo here paine chimbi-chimbi kubva kuhurumende vemabhizimisi nevamwe vese kuti vagadzirise dambudziko iri?
Bhongo ari kumbo. Wari kutishaya but handisikini atisa kushanda nekuti chekutandisisa hurumende zvinoda kuitwa muekonomi aisinge zvimwe zvacho zvinoda mari yakawandisa kuti zvinge zvichigadzirwa because pane zvinge zvisingadazo mari. For example, takatarisa nyaya yekunge tichirestructure maparasetal edu nekuti makaona maparasetal edu mazhinji they are a major drain kufiscus. Ende zvinhu izvi zvekuti hurumende dai papa ine commitment yakasimba taigona kurestructure maparasita kwaareforma otanga kuoperata on along commercial lines otanga kucontributa even kunyadze madividend kupa hurumende madividend maprofit zvaigona kubatsira but chimwewo chaida kutiitwe kugadzirisa agriculture sector agriculture sector for a long time yanga iri mumadodrums hazvina hazvina kumira zvakanaka ende munoziva Zimbabwe tiri an agro-based economy. Agriculture yakasimiza the rest of economy inoita take a code mabona agriculture production from 2000 to now that affects industry, that affects the rest of the economy. Kanya agriculture not cool that the kanya zacho inya zipawa ni matito bits zipawa no type of land kwa kwanza ngo achieve wana chukure even kwa banga nya zeku investa mu even basic irrigation. I think you already know through that sort of smoke and heat and drought. But they like so easy, some years the irrigation is right on a few bucks here. I need to go under. It is a Ganaga, but I have Nana Israel. Israel is a drought from Kuno Pisa, but all ones are cool, have this underground water. And the argument to remind my tomatoes, market gardening, what to export us to Nigeria, the Africa. But I think. How do we get our agriculture sector economically? Is made of economy is moving. When you have the title deeds, you have the irrigation, you have the resources, you have the gas, you have the chimney. It's how to take the off from agriculture, you affect the rest of the economy. So, the only thing is, you have to create one, you have to create a business. You have to reform, you have to create a house, you have to power and title to land, you have to invest. And my cooperating partners are Kawanda. I know that Maganda Kunya Komba, the Japanese government, the Shanda, and the women, the Kunya, the Kunya, the Kuma, rural farmers, Nanaya Kumba Kunyango. The women, the Uganakwana, one night, Gira, Mudimita. But I want to find a bachelor of credibility on the part of government in terms of. Even my policies, my political policies, even my economic policies, to sanctify any consistency, sanctify no confidence, to not make sort of anger, but to raise my investors, money, and that's that corner of any consistency in terms of politics, or in terms of economic policies.
Tinotenda shukuru vachitambara Gibbs.
I think Mr. Winos Dube of the Bulawayo United Residents Association is with us now. Mr. Dube, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Good evening, good.
Thank you so much. Tell us, Mr. Dube, what is going on in terms of prices in Bulawayo? Are they actually going down or they're stagnant? Give us some kind of insight of that.
To be honest, we'll say about prices seem to be stagnant. They're not going down. Neither are they going up to such an alarming extent. They are also very second where they are, but there is a serious problem within the people. Finances are not available within the people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation which you can feel that it's more of a liquidity crunch that is really much more prevalent in the country to such an extent that people are really struggling. With even the prices which are remaining at the same levels, but people struggle to raise the money to afford and have as much as they would want to have with whatever little money they'll be having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you hold on the line there, Mr. Dube?
Mm-hmm. Okay, tiende ku South Africa, kuna mkoma sem, magadi mkoma sem. Aiwa isu tiri nani kuri sei joni
no kuno kwa akuna kana mvura akuna chinhu
azvina kumira mushi
azvina kumira mugongo mwangu
tiri kutaura nenyaya yechikafu muZimbabwe kuti chirimo hacho muzvitoro asi vanhu havasi kukwanisa kunge vachichitenga ndozvamuri kuonawo here kana kunzwa
aiwa chokwadi chiriko chaizvo ndokuti chikafu chacho hachikwanisa kutenga unongochitarisa kapinda muzvitoro kana mara ya hapana yo kwanza kuti ngutenga hii batike mari yacho.
Ko vari kutengesa tengesa zvinhu kanzi vazhinji vapinda muyatinoti informal sector haisi kubatika mari yacho
aiyo mari haizombobatika iripo nzekutika upenyu hatokurama izvota dzekuda mumanyakare nyakare chaiwo chaiwa.
Kana muchitadzokera kumanyakare munenge muchirevei apa?
Waikwanisa kuva nemari yanga isingabatiki asi zvinhu zviripo itadza kuzvitenga.
Saka ndozvamuri kuona zvakare?
Ndozvi zviripo chaizvo chaizvo.
Saka semaonero enyu dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei?
Hai kumbote kugadzira kwedambudziko iriya zvinotoda kuti vanhu va ndingangoti zvingaitike ndezvekuti upenyu hwacho ndokuti munhu vachifanisa kunge vachisevenza vasevenza ndokuti because makambani zvakavhara akawanda kumutako saka napasina makambanizi hapana vanokwanisa kutenga mutoro vanongotarisa zvinhu zviti muchitoro kane bulawayo chaiko chaiko hapana makambani angowo machechi zvepo
saka dei pakagadziriswa nyaya yemakambani.
Ya vanhu vakwanise kuwana because mwana ari kuna kudzidzoita mabhigiri haasenzi anosora achidhakwa akagara musiku.
Aiwa ipapo panobva paita dambudziko. Munokuruma here mukoma semu?
Ukuruma nyakuruma kuti.
Kuruma sis.
Kuruma point.
Indaba yekhona lapha mntakamama yokuthi into azimanga kahle lapha elizweni lethu la.
Kunzima kakhulu mfowethu.
Kunzima into vele mai esikolweni ungangena esikolo lapha vele akhangeni ukuthi uthenga uyathenga ngani hayi idola kalikwa kalibambe kidola
pho manje idola libambe kanjani njengoba lirandi lalikwanza liyatshelela nje esikhwameni
kathesi irandi manje lapha uhamba lalekhaya ukuthi idola i-20 randi hale kutwala zima uyathe isisini kazemobhuisisa futhi
pho kuyiwa ngaphi khona mpoke mnumzana.
Hayi lapha mntakamama lapha sesiyakhwela kunkulunkulu ukuthi esizile ukuthi angazi ukuthi angayenza njani unkulunkulu ngoba kathe sesihlulekile.
Yes, ngathi-ke nxa sikhangela okubonile kathi ukhona ekhaya yini ngekhisimus?
Ye kade ngikhona ekhaya.
Impahla ibinjani kodwa iyathengeka kumbe akuthengeki?
Iyathengeka but iyathengeka but akulokhu asengiyithenga ngoba idola khona kayibambeki.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Sam, sibongele kakhulu baba. Usafuna ukukhuluma la?
Ngiyabonga.
Hayi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Sam.
Ora baba maita basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course Sam says it's true all is not well, you know, many people are not working and as a result people cannot afford to spend and if people are not spending that is a problem. Right Mr. Chitambala? What can be done to stimulate the economy?
I think what needs to be done is to produce. Once it produces, it means people get also employment. Once it produces, it means we also get export more. And when we export more, it means that's more revenue, that's more liquidity coming into the country. So I think the recommendation here is how do we produce? Now, best we produce is by dealing with those sectors that are making it difficult for us to produce. One of those sectors is the high cost of doing business in Zimbabwe. As a result of a number of factors, it's number one, infrastructure deficit, infrastructure bottlenecks. For example, the issue to do with transport logistics. You know, NRZ is no longer functioning at its optimum. So the cost of transporting goods, inputs in and out of the country becomes expensive.
Electricity.
The power outages that have been experiencing, all those factors, they affect the cost of doing business.
Mr. Chitambala, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you. We will just want to take a short break. Gibbs, we also have Mr. Dube, right?
Yeah, Mr. Dube is still on
the line. Please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.